Kristen, I think I'm going to start with you because you've known Kat and I probably the longest out of myself. Were you there when she was a baby?
Yeah, I was definitely there. I mean, she was in Alaska for a while, and actually a pretty long time. And then I actually pretty much just got hired right as she was rescued. So Katmai and I go a ways back.
Oh man. Okay. I didn't know you've been with your grandpa this long. I started as a volunteer at the aquarium when she was still a little baby.
See, it's all of us, we're all connected.
were you actually in Alaska to be with her while she was still a pup?
No, I didn't go up to Alaska, but I was there when she got in, because I literally had pretty much just gotten hired, so I didn't get to go up to Alaska that time.
Well, we all remember too well when Joey came to the aquarium. Of course, he was a lot younger, right? I think Katmai came to the aquarium already when she was quite a bit older. She was still like in her squeaky, meepy age, but she was older than Joey by quite a lot, right?
Yeah, she spent an extensive amount of time up in Alaska. I think since, you know, through the years, they've really streamlined the process of being able to, you know, if the animals are deemed non-releasable, being able to send them to other facilities has now sped up quite a bit. But when she was up there, it took, I believe she was still up there for, she didn't come to the aquarium until she was, I think, around like 8 months old or somewhere in around there. So she was quite a bit older than the tiny little fuzzball that Joey was.
I don't remember hearing her squeak or meep or scream at that time a lot, like with 8 months. Did you vocalize at all at the time?
I don't really remember her doing it either, but I feel like I block that stuff out and try to only remember the good things. So I'm not really sure. It's funny because the other day I just watched a video of baby Hardy, and he was screeching, and I don't remember him screaming at all. So obviously I'm just, my brain is not allowing those types of memories to persist.
Yeah, I think the best time you have with those baby otters is really when they're unconscious.
Sleeping is a good time. Eating is usually good.
Yeah. Feeds are also a good time, and everything in between, it's best. Yeah, it's
just
it's best
to forget about it. Yeah, just to let it go away. Yeah, it's good.
Oh yeah, but I do remember the first things I heard about Katmai was just stories. You know, as volunteers, we were being trained on what to talk about when we were talking about the animals. And in the case of Katmai, I just remember stories when she was still a little pup, 8 months or not, she was still quite small, but she was already up to a lot of mischief. She was already destroying things. And
oh yes,
like 8 years back.
Yeah, one of the very first things that we would hear about is that they were having a hard time keeping her in the area that she was supposed to be in Alaska. They had to sort of MacGyver a number of things just to keep her in that space. And I've been up there with Taz and seen some other animals in those areas and never had any other problems. So Katmai was kind of she was definitely the engineer in the group for sure.
The engineer. We've recently started referring to her as a mining emporium.
Like a spelunker.
That's
yeah,
right.
She's an otter of many talents.
I'm gonna let one of our moderators talk. Brenda, are you with us still? Brenda? Well, nice try, Brenda. Are you with us? Dan, I was wondering because Brenda has been a long time volunteer with the aquarium, like myself, and she would probably have a few stories about Katmai's arrival too. I'm pretty sure she was already there when that happened. But she's either very, very shy or... Brenda, are you with us?
Yes, I was trying to use my headset, but obviously that didn't work. Hello.
Hey. We were just talking about Katmai's arrival because it's her birthday today. Can you believe she's 9 years old?
She's the old lady of the group.
And that's the hardest thing because she was the first otter, I think. Yeah, she was the first pup I saw at the aquarium, and she'll always be that pup for me. So 9 years, crazy. Brenda, do you still remember when she got to the aquarium? Were you there as a volunteer or just as a member?
9 years was before my time. I've only been around for six-ish, give or take, so.
Right. Sorry, the first part of it was actually sort of mumbled that somehow didn't work. Can you just say that again, Brenda?
Cat High's arrival was before my time.
Right.
So I've only been at MMR for about 6 years, give or take.
Oh, okay. Brenda, we're having a bit of audio trouble with on your end. I can't really hear your mic so well. But you did say that it was basically before your time. You've been with them for 6 years, so she wasn't that tiny anymore.
Is this better now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now my headset works. Yes, Katmai's arrival was before my time. I've been with MMR for about 6 or 7 years, so.
Right. So 6 or 7 years. What's your first memory of Katmai?
Oh gosh, she's identifiable because of her blonde hair, and so
Did she always have that?
Maybe that's a KP question.
Was she always a little bit blonder?
No, she used to have just like jet black hair, and this is definitely coming on with her old age, so it's fun to watch. But she did go blonde pretty early on, so and then the fact that we've got all younger otters now makes her very easily recognizable.
Right.
Oh, we lost Brenda.
No. Brenda, where are you? Where did you go?
Oh no!
Wait,
oh.
I just made myself
an audience member. I was like, I can't lead this thing. Marcus, come back!
I pressed the wrong button. There's so many colorful buttons. Brenda, we've completely lost you. No, there she is. She's coming back in again. I think. Okay, yeah, man, we broke her. That happens a lot. I break a lot of people. It's a thing. It's like Katmai. She breaks things, I break people.
I definitely have my favorite, well, there's so many memories of Katmai, but my favorite memory of Katmai was when she was quite young and had just moved into, she was in Finning Pool, which is what? Cahoon Lagoon?
Pacific Meatball.
Oh, darn it. I had a 50-50 chance.
That's right.
And it was first thing in the morning and I was in there with my friend Indy. We have this on the bottom of Pacific Meat Bay. You guys might have seen, like, when the pool is drained, there's a large, like, sort of cylindrical drain cover. It's kind of odd, like tucked way back into the corner. And just like first thing in the morning, we were just getting ready to feed. Where's Katmai? And she popped up with that entire thing in her paws and just handed it to my friend Indy, and then just proceeded to eat her session like nothing had happened. Like, oh, sorry, sir, you misplaced this. You're gonna need to tighten that tighter next time. Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's so typical of her. And I think that the first time I ever heard the term otter proofing was really when Katmai got to the aquarium. That had never occurred to me that was a thing you needed to do.
Yeah.
They don't.
Okay, Brenda's don't back look now.
Oh, she's back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back. I was trying to move some people who were in the wrong channel into event art. Anyways, I'm back. Hello.
Hey, I moved a few people too, so I hope they're all with us now in the stage channel. It's where everybody is. This is where all the cool people are. The cool people.
So the only thing with Katmai is that because of her blonde hair, everybody can recognize her or ID her with no matter which pool she's in, except at nighttime. So the infrared lights that we have, or light in each pool, it basically makes everybody's head look white. So
that's right.
You know, so at one point we had Katmai 1, Katmai 2, Katmai 3, Katmai 4, etc. So
It's the easiest. At night, they all turn into Katmai. It's a thing.
Can you imagine if we had 8 Katmais?
Oh, that'd be so dangerous.
You better upgrade everything to stainless steel.
We wouldn't have any habitats left.
No, and there wouldn't be reports of... what kind of wild animal do we have in Stanley Park right now?
Oh, the raccoons are all over
the coyotes.
Place.
Coyotes. Yeah, yeah. There wouldn't be reports of coyote attacks. It would be sea otters attacking people, stealing their stuff, mostly. Okay, let's see if we can get somebody else from our panel in here. Even Fanini joined us from Australia all the way. I'm not sure if her audio is working because we couldn't test that. Are you with us, Fanny?
Yeah, I am.
Hey.
I'm super happy. Hello.
You could make it.
Yeah, I basically just woke up right now.
I was just about to say, when you went to bed, you had no idea this was happening.
Exactly. So I'm super happy, and a happy birthday, obviously, to Katmai.
What's your first memory of Katmai when you joined us? You've been a moderator for, well over a year now.
Yeah, I've been. And my first memory, I guess, was the teddy bear looking like a polar bear. She was extremely cute. Kind of like I want to say a grandma. She's not a grandma, but she felt like she's the wise one. It's just amazing. I love looking at her.
Aww. Yeah, I wish she's in the water right now, I think. I'm still watching the live streams too, live stream as well. Thanks, Fanny. Aqua friend, are you with us? Does your microphone work? Yes.
I'm here. I think it works.
Yay. What's your favorite Katmai moment? What's your first impression? What was your first impression of Katmai when you first saw that animal on screen? And I have to say, we were only broadcasting Joey for several months. It took a long time until we had all the other otters on camera.
Yeah, my first memory of Katmai was just thinking how beautiful she was. She's so unique with her white face and chest and so beautiful. She's very photogenic and consistent otter model on the stream. And I'd have to say one of my favorite memories of her is fairly recent, but when she was pulling Joey around as cat mom, very protectively, wanting to be around him, pulling him around.
Kristen, did you watch this clip? I'm not sure if I sent it to you, but did you watch this kidnapping clip?
I've seen a couple of them where she just does like a drive-by, grabs somebody by the tail and tows them around. It's like, it's so funny. It's one thing I've really liked about the live stream is that I've never seen her do that aside from the clips. That and using Hardy as a pillow. I just think she's so endearing that way.
I'm not sure if that's the one, but I think she's referring to the clip where Katmai basically comes and it looks like she is she's doing a rescue maneuver. It looks very much like a lifeguard would do, like, you know, come up from behind and underneath. Yeah. And
I've seen a few of them. Like, it seems like she's like a serial like otter pup stealer now. Like, she just sneaks up and grabs them while they're sleeping and is like, come over here with me, it's safe.
So funny. It's really something, one of those many things that I'd never seen in my many, many, many hours spent at the aquarium. Never seen that in person.
Yeah, it seems like it happens just from the clips, it kind of seems like it's happening like a late afternoon when people would probably have been, you know, had to go home. And right. It's one of the cool things about having that live stream is that, we never miss a moment.
No, we absolutely do not. And there's so many people creating clips around the clock, like literally 24/7, whether it's night or day, there's always somebody clipping the favorite moments. And, yeah, there's, I don't know, most of the behaviors, almost all of those behaviors, I had never seen them do in person. I'm not sure if it's because they didn't feel watched or anything, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's definitely something like, you know, I get to see them do a lot of really funny things, but they're always, usually in some way interacting with me, or at least interacting with the things that I've brought for them. So oh, to see right. them, you know, to see them just hanging out and just doing their own thing and interacting with each other is really awesome.
Yeah, this person bringing lunch.
Exactly.
And dinner and breakfast and second breakfast.
Elevensies.
That makes you their best friend. I have to ask, I don't know, any of our panelists, let me know, what's your favorite Katmai memory? What's the one thing, clipped or not, that really stood out, apart from this kidnapping moment? They're also shy. I have to ask people, like... Let's try.
Well, I'll go, but I'm but that's just because I love to hear myself talk, apparently. So.
I'm going to give you a chance in a second.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Australia because Fanny has just woken up. I'm going to give her a chance to talk while she's still fresh. Fanny, what's your favorite ever Katmai moment captured on camera?
I'm thinking. There was this moment when... that she was standing up really, really tall and she was investigating the top of the door. I think that's quite recent.
Yeah, yes.
I really like that. She's super curious. It looked like she wanted to escape or maybe get into, you know, the in-between of the two pools. That was so funny. But I do have to say that I like the towing as well that Aqua mentioned. That was really
funny. Yeah. Kristen, this whole standing on all fours thing, is that a sort of a natural behavior? Are you training this?
She does have it on cue, but she's sort of always done that. There's, I believe you can see them like right above Kunik's corner and I think they even call it KP's corner, are those little, gray, slanted sort of bits of plastic that we have sort of screwed into the walls there.
Yeah.
Those are not original. Those are a Katmai special because she very quickly, you know, sort of was showing the mountain goat in her and is one of the only otters that I know that can climb. And so, yeah, what Fanny's talking about, that a clip of her standing and trying to undo the locks on her door is like alarming to me. She is a born climber.
You would think that our ability to have opposable thumbs and manipulate those fine things that might be required, but I'm pretty sure if she got access to the key one day, she might actually find her way out.
If anything, working with otters has taught me is that you don't need thumbs. You just need, you know, tenacity and just, you know, a never say quit type of attitude. And that's exactly what otters have.
And I always thought they had such a short attention span. But if you
watch... only if there's nothing that they really want. You know, if they're a one-track mind. If they see something they want, then they could be very focused for a long time.
I was just about to say, we watched them go after those rocks, like trying to loosen tiny little rocks and the concrete, stuck in the concrete, and they can go at this for hours. They may have a break in between, but they'll always get back to it. They don't forget. They remember.
Yeah, actually, I guess that's one of the good clips as well, where we see them really trying to get to the rocks or some of the screws at some point. Katmai was really trying to get something out of it. I think that was amazing to watch, although not good for the aquarium, I suppose. But
yeah, those weasels are a totally interesting animal that definitely has a sense of determination that I don't see in a lot of other animals.
I mean most of the people that are listening, we only opened this up to our own server today, so we're not discoverable to the public, but I'm gonna give people the option, if you have any questions, you can request to speak. So the ability to you guys is open. You can request to speak, and if any of you have any questions or want to tell their own stories and memories, you can. We're gonna put you on air because it's just here on Discord, so we're not too scared. to give you a voice. I'm gonna ask Kristen a question because it's special to your work and your relationship with the animals. We mentioned that Katmai is 9 years old. For an otter, that's pretty old already. And we can see it; she's getting white in her face. But is she showing any sort of changes due to her age? Do you notice anything?
Really notice too much. I mean, she still seems extremely lively and obviously very mobile. Like Fanny was saying, that was just a very recent clip of her trying to scale the door in Pacific Meat Bay. But yeah, I mean, hopefully, I worked with an otter down at Point Defiance who lived to be 25. So I hope Katmai breaks the record. So going for broke, going for 26, but no, I mean, she doesn't show any signs of slowing. She, you know, maybe has become a little bit more, possessive of the things that she really likes in her old age, like her new otter pups or like her shrimp treats, but no, she's still just as spry as I remember.
Yeah, she certainly doesn't look like she's experiencing any age-related issues. If anything, she's gotten more dangerous than when I first saw her as a pup. She's taller now.
I agree.
in a good way, in a good way. We like seeing this kind of behavior because she's a healthy weasel, sea weasel.
Can I also mention one of the moments where... So in Cahoon Lagoon,
yeah,
Katmai often steals the spots of the others. She just like, you know, she swims towards them. They're anchored, you know, towards the window bay, and then she removes them so that she gets that spot. This also I really like.
Yeah, I guess she's enforcing seniority there. She's a senior otter, so she gets to pick the best spot.
She's earned it.
Is she, maybe Kristen, we can ask you a few more things because you're a trainer, you're a marine mammal trainer. I didn't even mention that. I didn't even properly introduce you. I'm so sorry. I'm so out of training here. You're a marine mammal trainer. You work with these animals day in, day out. You work with all kinds of scary animals. Can you quickly list the species you're currently working with?
We've got Stellar Sea Lions, Northern Fur Seals, Pacific Harbor Seals, California Sea Lion, Northern Sea Otters, African Penguin.
Oh, yes.
I think that's it.
Okay, that's it. And I've... Now I've forgotten my question. This is funny, but at least we got the introduction handled.
There we go. one of my, I think the memories that really stands out to me that really shows who Katmai is, as the sort of ringleader of the group and resident troublemaker, excavator, you name it. We had her in the sort of the nursery area that's next to Pacific Meat Bay that we sometimes put animals in, especially if we're like cleaning up the habitat or anything like that. So the pool was actually empty and she was in there with a couple of other otters that were rather young at the time, Hardy and Rialto and things like that. And we came up shortly after to find her in the empty pool. And she had when looking at the camera that we actually had in the nursery at the time, figured out that she had stacked two otters. She had stacked Hardy and Rialto on top of each other, stood on top of them, got over the gate, and went into an empty pool and thankfully didn't hurt herself. But that's just so Katmai.
She utilizes everything at her disposal, including other otters.
You can just hear her like just bullying them and, bossing them around and then using it to her advantage.
That's crazy. That's...
Would that explain why that door gate is so much like full roof to floor?
Why it's so much taller. That's exactly why. It has two two padlocks on it and an extra extension over the top. And this is all because of Katmai.
Oh my god. I can totally envision now two otters standing up and one otter somehow getting on top of the other otter, maybe with the help of another otter. Like, they would totally reach the height of the current habitats they're in.
It's like, Hardy, Rialto, get over here and give me a boost. Come on, you know? We're breaking out. And then she just leaves them.
We're breaking out.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. So we're laughing about this now, but we have it on tape. If this ever happens, we knew it was about to happen. It was just a question of time. Any other cool stories? I mean,
I have so many. You have
so many. I just want to say that because of Katmai's, you know, we'll call it air quote seniority, she learned to raft from, I believe, Tanu. And the otters that were preceded all the kids these days. And so I think it's almost Katmai's duty to teach the current otters to raft. And I think they've been rafted. I mean, we've seen evidence of some rafts occurring nowadays.
Yeah, I think that's so cool to watch, Brenda. Like, because, yes, she learned it from Tanu. Tanu learned it from Nyack and Milo, who were there before her, and now we're seeing all the kids get in on the rafting, and I just it's just so much fun to watch. But that is one of those things that really seems to be kind of a learned behavior, because, you know, some animals go their whole lives without really doing it, and I've seen that, but Katmai has lately been, you know, been very keen on making sure that everybody knows exactly how awesome sleeping while rafted is.
we've seen the kids in particular try all kinds of very weird rafts, like rafting with just about anything, like with somebody's flipper or like a side raft, or even pushing somebody towards a wall to then raft with them because they can float away. To stop it from happening.
A raft is a raft. Beggars can't be choosers, you know?
And the chat gets so excited when there's a raft.
And like, by chat, Brenda means the moderators, because whenever a raft happens, the moderators, you like, yell at each other in our moderator chat, like, there's a raft, there's a raft, there's a raft.
Yeah, we send out a broadcast, you know, hey, there's a raft!
It's food time, by the way. Kristen, there's one of your colleagues. Her head is cut off, so I'm not sure who that is, actually.
Oh, that's Tiana.
Okay, it's Tiana. Katmai is getting fed by somebody else in the distance. Of course, she has her own person to feed her. I mean, it's her birthday. Do you know? Yeah. Do you know, Kristen? You're not working today, which is why you can't be here with us. But do you know what she got, or what would be the usual birthday treat that they get? Because people ask us, do they get something special for their birthday? They almost always do, right?
Yeah, and I know she did get some stuff today. And just by looking at it, it looked like shrimp paste, which is one of her absolute diehard favorite thing. So, you know, it's really hard to mess up an otter birthday because they just are really very excited about everything that we bring up there. And so ice treats, different types of toys. But shrimp paste is definitely just a little bit of a leg above all the other treats and something that Katmai really likes.
Shrimp paste. It's one of those special things that you need to be an otter to appreciate. Is there anything else Katmai likes in particular? I know there's... I spent a lot of time...
How about buckets?
I was thinking about food. I was thinking about food, Brenda.
That is one of my favorite clips of her, though, is when she flips out of the bucket and then the bucket lands on her head. Have you seen that clip? No. It's one of the greatest. Food, shrimp is definitely her favorite. But you know, every otter likes clams. And yeah, she's you know, she's always had a nice, healthy appetite about her. But yeah, if you give her the choice, shrimp, prawns, those are the things she enjoys. Unless we've got some of those extra special snacks like sea urchins or crabs. Katmai's been known to torture crabs for hours at a time when we give them live crabs before she finally eats them. All of those extra special treats are always always top of the list too.
The things we don't tell aquarium visitors about.
Well, I do, but you know, that's beside the point.
Yeah, that's why they don't get live food that often, because it takes a special kind of visitor to watch that and appreciate it for what it is. A very natural thing. Okay. I'm actually gonna. I would love to collect a few opinions, ideas, memories from our audience. So if you're listening, there's 122 people of you listening right now. If any of you would like to talk, you can click the request to speak button. It's a little wave hand waving icon at the lower portion of your screen. You can click that and then you show up on my screen and we can allow you to talk. So if you want to talk and share your personal experiences watching the stream, your favorite moments, you're more than welcome to do so. I'm also going to try and keep an eye on the events chat channel, the text channel, all the while also keeping an eye out on our live chat on Twitch, where I know there's a whole bunch of people watching there as well. There is somebody who wants to talk. Let's see how this goes. There's two people. Let's start with Trout. Hey, Trout. They're now getting the invite to speak, so it's going to take them a few seconds. And I'm also going to let Splashy Cash join us as well. Let's see how that goes. Splashy Cash, you're the first. Can you hear me? Hey there, how's it going?
Good, man, I'm good. I have a question for Kristen in particular.
Go for it.
Who do you believe Katmai's favorite young otter is? Because I wonder if they've had, you know, a favorite otter they like to spend time with.
I think that depends on the day. honestly, I've seen her preferences for otters fluctuate greatly, and I think it also depends on how vocal Joey is being. If he's, you know, if he's going to behave like a baby otter, then he might get treated like a baby otter from Katmai. So it really seems to depend, and we have to kind of, you know, work around that a little bit. But her favorite otter, I actually think, is Hardy, even though I know he's not a young otter or not one of the younger ones anymore. But we'll all have to see, too, how she acts when she gets to meet Quatsy.
Oh, she hasn't yet, right?
I don't think so, unless it happened today.
No, I don't think so. I think I would have heard that from our overexcited moderators.
I have a favorite live stream moment that I'd like to share.
Go for it.
There was this one time, it was like mid-afternoon one time, and Joe, it was like right after Joey met Katmai. It was like probably 2 or 3 days after the first encounter. Right. And Joey just, like, you guys were like crossing them over, like switching some people out. And Joey just looked, you know, so excited to see his buddy Mac. And I was like, oh, I melted.
Yeah, I'm sure that touched a lot of people. We've got Ash joining us. Thanks for sharing that memory, by the way. That's something I haven't thought about for a long time. Ash, we are allowing you to come onto the stage and ask your question. Some people are having problems with their audio setup. Sorry for that. It's a new technology on Discord. Ash, you should be with us now.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You would have to speak a little bit louder, probably.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hey. I have a question about Katmai.
Go for it.
She seems to have a greater aptitude for the paver training, but is that just because she's older that she engages more because she's more used to it, like with the clapping and she puts her hands on her head and she does the twirls and everything?
No, it's a great question. So the reason that Katmai is so far ahead of everybody else is actually, like we talked about at the beginning of the stream, she spent a lot of time in Alaska, like almost a year, really. And so during that time, when you're in Alaska, it's literally just you and the otter for 24/7. And of course, there are other trainers, but there's, you know, basically there's nothing else to do except for to train the animals. And so so they spent a lot of time training Katmai of a variety of different things when she was much, much younger. So most of those behaviors she's known for almost 9 years. And then, of course, you know, you come to the aquarium and, you know, we've just been stacking otters on top of otters. And so at this point, you know, there's not not as much time one on one to be spent with a trainer and with the animal. So so that's why Katmai knows all of those things. And, you know, maybe that's actually maybe it's our doing that she's so, you know, so ready to learn mischief and a number of other things because we taught her a lot early on and got her brain going.
Ash, does Brilliant. That answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. It's just because she's always so on the ball with it as well. You can ask her, well, she seems to be in the mood more. A lot of times Joey's asked to do something, he's like, well, but food though. Or Taz getting distracted with her retrievals, but Katmai always seems to be like,
yeah, that's right just there, that's just because we were able to train and raise Katmai properly, and Sir Joseph, you know, has not had the same sort of upbringing. You know, it's kind of like the firstborn child versus like the, you know, my dad is like one of seven. Like by the time they got to the seventh, his parents were just like, whatever, have a great day. You know, that's kind of like what's going on.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the question, Ash. Rain Frenchman's shares a story in our events chat text channel, and they say, I remember there was this one time when two of the other otters were sleeping and Katmai just crashes into them off screen. She's a real party crasher. Yeah, otters crashing into otters is something we see a lot. Lots of mentions of the royal pillow. That's right. Hardy is her, definitely her favorite part of furniture. That's for sure.
Is it my time to talk?
You can. I invited
Hello,
you
how
back
are you
in.
Guys?
Hey.
Thanks for inviting all of us.
Anytime. Do you have more comments?
Yeah. We were wondering how the otters are dealing with the people now again.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Some otters don't care, like Katmai, for instance. You know, this is kind of old news for her. Some of the otters seem absolutely unperturbed by any of this, but some of the younger animals, Taslina, Quatsy, definitely the first couple of days were a little overwhelmed. And we're very distracted by all of the things going on. It doesn't help that we've got, you know, seagulls the size of turkeys that are, you know, constantly trying to steal their lunches and, you know, a number of other really loud things going on. But yeah, some of the younger animals have definitely had to adjust and adjust quickly. But once they get, you know, I'm sure that they're totally fine now. But for the first couple of days, it was definitely a little overwhelming.
Are Joey and Mac going to jump out of the birthday cake?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but if you've watched the live stream, then you would have seen that it's always the same animals that would go to the window and would just race up and down with people. That's like some of the animals like to do, and others will just completely ignore you. I'm sure if Katmai was the only one in there, she would still not be interested in me running up and down the window. It's just
Rialto was really known for that too, wasn't he?
He did.
I mean, some of it just depends on the time of day too. You know, if you catch them early in the morning when they're in a good mood and they, you know, and you, they haven't seen anybody else yet, or sometimes late in the evening, but in the middle of the day when you're the 7,000th person that they've seen, then yeah, they're not inclined to be super interested in you.
Yeah. The novelty's kind of wore off.
Yes.
But it's just,
has some... Joey seen anyone yet? Has Joey seen the people yet?
Well, there have been people all the time. Joey was, when Joey was a baby, there were thousands of people at his glass watching him constantly. Yeah. As far as this go around, I mean, we've had big film crews and stuff like that going through. So there have been some other things going on, but I don't think he's been back out front since we've opened up. So it'll be interesting to see if people really like the screaming as much as they keep telling me that they do want to hear him scream.
Yeah,
it's definitely
cool. Thank you for answering.
Once you've taken care for even one of those pups, it grows old very quickly. Like, people love to see otter babies, but the people that care for otter babies usually don't like to have too many otter babies. They definitely not more than one.
I like to see them too. It's the hearing part that I don't want to do any more of.
That's why we don't have audio. People have been complaining for so many months about the lack of audio, and now that we have like fake audio on our channel, but believe us, it's for your own protection.
Sorry, one more question too.
Okay, since nobody else is asking any questions, go for it.
How's Rialto doing now?
Yeah, Rialto's doing really well, and he just had a checkup again, and everything's looking good, and just a nice, slow recovery, but gaining weight and looking really good.
Excellent. Everyone in my house says hooray.
There is somebody else who wants to talk. Yay.
Yeah, thanks.
Logan.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Todd. You can stay with us if you like, if nobody else wants to talk. I just want to give a few more people the chance to talk, since that's rare thing that we're doing here. Lorgun, how do I pronounce your nickname? And your microphone is muted. If you want to talk, you have to unmute yourself. Please do, so we can hear.
There we go.
Hey.
I thought I was muted by default. First time doing one of these, so new tech, like you said. Name is pronounced Lorgun. A little bit out of the loop. What happened to Rialto, was it?
Oh, Rialto was just not feeling. He was feeling a little under the weather a while back, and lost some weight, and something that we were watching and concerned about. But he's doing really well now.
Oh, good to hear. Yeah, I can't really keep track of who's where. The only one I can actually pick out is Katmai, for obvious reasons. So, and I know there's the two different sides of the habitat, so sometimes they're split up and you get like three otters in one and three otters in another, and maybe someone's off like having a checkup or something. So I never know who's where. This was the first I'd really heard about anyone like actually not being out for an extended period of time.
Can I ask you one question? Let's turn this around. Let me ask you a question. What's your favorite Katmai moment? Because it's Katmai's birthday today. That's why we're meeting for this little chat. What's your favorite Katmai story that you've watched on stream?
Oh, gosh. The one with the bucket is a classic, when she flips the bucket over on herself. KP was mentioning that earlier. I do love watching her try to raft with people. She, like we were saying earlier, it seems that she's the only one who really goes for that. And she'll just, I mean, you know, the stereotypical kind of image is, oh, the otter drifts up and they're like, they're holding paws. Oh, that's so cute. And she'll just like, she'll grab onto like one of the flippers. And she's like, no, we're rafting now. Like, that's it. And it's outside of the one with the bucket, I don't think there's really like one clearly defined thing.
Okay. I think that's...
But the rafting always really gets me. I do, if I can, have a... I think it's a non-Katmai story from a while ago.
Sure, why not?
If we just want someone else to talk.
Before you share that story, I just want to remind everyone that you also have a chance to talk if you want to join us here for this little chat, or maybe share your favorite Katmai story or ask a question for Kristen or for any of us. Then you can just click on that little hand icon, show of hand icon down there at the bottom of your screen, and then you can join us to talk. So now log on, please do share your story.
Yeah, so I actually, mid to late 2019, I actually worked at the aquarium as a janitor, and I mostly took the morning shifts, And that was really neat because I got to see all the animals, you know, kind of doing their thing. A lot of them are like morning animals, unlike me. But it was pretty cool. You know, I could go to the aquarium early and, you know, see all the otters and the sea lions and the seals and everybody, like, without other people around. And that was pretty neat as everything was kind of opening up. And one time, and I wish, I know it wasn't Katmai. I wish I knew who it was because I can't tell any of them apart. I was sweeping the area down, or cleaning the glass, I think, down at the lower window. You know, there's like the upper, the open air one that you can walk by and kind of look down into the habitat. And I'm waving my arms around, even though you can't see me. You can look down into the habitat and then you kind of go down the stairs and you can look like into the water. There's that big glass window. And I was cleaning the glass there and one of the otters came up and started chasing the broom around, which was just the cutest thing I've ever seen. And I'd heard stories sometimes that, you know, oh, sometimes they'll like, they'll follow people around, or, you know, you've seen videos on the internet of, not specifically Vancouver's otters, but, you know, oh, this otter just kind of like took a fancy to one of the guests and like followed them back and forth as they walked in front of the glass or whatever. And, you know, you'd always kind of heard about it. And I just felt really honored that for whatever reason it happened to me, that they just, switching my broom around like on the glass, and this guy was just chasing it, and it was super cute. And no one else was there to see it; it was all mine.
Yeah, like Kristen, you said earlier, it's timing, right? If you have to, if you're one of the first or one of the last at the aquarium, you've just hit the right moment. Then they might.
Yeah, it definitely helps if you have a broom.
Yeah,
Or something interesting that they want to see. But it's really cool when people build those connections and things that they'll remember forever.
Yeah, it only happened to me once and never again. And this was I worked there for about 5 months, and this was, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months in, somewhere like that. And it had never happened before, even though I opened that section a lot. And it never happened after that. So I have no idea if they like actually recognize me or not. You know, I was there 5 days a week. I think AMAC and Kenai did start to recognize me, and I have no idea if the otters did. They were always, I think, a lot busier doing their own otter things.
Otters doing otter things. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Loved that. And I know the some other animals did that as well. I know the dolphins follow people around, especially if they had anything in their hand that they liked. The porpoises did that too. I want to give somebody else a chance to ask a question too, as we're closing in on the last 10 minutes for this event. Chronic Nomad, you are on if you want to join us and share your story or ask a question.
Hi guys, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi Chronic. Okay.
Hi, KP. Question for you, actually. With the public coming back to the aquarium, what sort of behaviour would they display if they were stressed or overwhelmed with all the public around them? Would you be able to tell that they weren't happy?
I think that being overwhelmed and a little bit confused and a little... you know, sort of, I guess, like overstimulated. I don't want to confuse that with being unhappy. So I did say, you know, Kwatsi and Taz were quite overwhelmed the first couple of days. And that, you know, that could be a slightly stressful situation, but it's not to be confused with being unhappy. And sometimes experiences like that are actually really mentally stimulating. I bet they were very mentally stimulated for those first couple of days. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad for them, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's that they're unhappy. It just means that there's a lot going on, and I think we've all had situations like that happen. And to be honest with you, I much prefer that than to, you know, just the sort of mundane day to day, nothing really exciting is happening. Lots of really exciting things happening for them for the last couple of days. So those are the types of things that we're seeing, and not seeing any signs of like overstress or anything like that. I mean, the animals are all still eating. Everybody's eating and pooping. These are my, like, you know, my telltale signs for happy, healthy animals. Is it eating? is it pooping? Is it playing? Then it's fine. And so even though they are definitely, you know, definitely really interested in things that are going on and maybe even sometimes a little bit startled by things that are going on, this is okay. And they're going to get used to it really, really quickly. But yeah, I don't see any signs of animals that are unhappy with their situation for sure.
That's awesome. They do seem to be... Sometimes it looks like they're actually playing up to the cameras, like the camera crew that was there this morning when they were filming at the glass. It looked like they knew that they were there and they were putting on a show for the camera. It was quite interesting.
Definitely,
to watch.
They probably just want to get a hold of every piece of equipment that those people are holding. It wouldn't be the first time, and they definitely are interested in what the big floofs and all the things that the camera people have.
That actually was a follow-up question. In Kahuna Lagoon, obviously, visitors can go up to the fence. Has there ever been an incident of a phone or something being dropped in the pool?
Yep, it happens all the time. It's really annoying.
Oh, goodness.
yeah, it does happen, unfortunately. And, you know, so, yeah, it's a thing that we're, you know, the any staff has a radio and they call us. Immediately, but people have dropped their cameras in, dropped their phones in, people drop things in, maps, on a regular basis, and it's just something that we have to deal with. But yeah, I mean, there's a reason that you'll sometimes see us up there specifically telling people, please don't hold things over the glass, and they'll even tell us, it has a strap on it, and I'm like, yeah, I can't even tell you the number of times I've seen something with a strap on it still fall into the pool. Like, just, you know, so yeah, it does happen. But luckily, for whatever reason, the otters have never actually ingested a foreign object. You know, the countless amount of times we've had these things happen, or the countless amount of, you know, x-rays we've done with an animals, we've never found any kind of foreign objects, much different than a sea lion who will just eat anything and everything that comes into its path. So that's really nice, but they will destroy, anything that falls into the pool. So, you know, sometimes it's actually, kind of satisfying somebody who's being a bit of a, you know, a guest who's not being very nice and drop something into the pool. Well, it's going to be destroyed. So sorry, you're not getting that back.
So we might see an otter floating along with an iPhone or a camera around the neck one day.
Yeah, exactly. If you see like somebody going Instagram live and it's, you know, an otter swimming around with a phone, then you'll know what happened.
That might happen. And there are big signs we should mention everywhere around that habitat and every other habitat, basically telling people to not hold anything over the railing. And during shows, especially for the other marine mammals, they will also point out that they should not dangle their children over the railing, because I'm sure that could also have... damaging effects on the child being held.
These are the things that give me nightmares. know?
One day an infant is going to fall into the habitat. It could happen. I'm going to give Goose a chance to join us, because they've been waiting for quite a little while. Are you still with us?
Thank you, KP. Thank you, everybody.
Goose, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Thanks for joining. Yes, we can hear you. Do you have a question, or do you want to share a Katmai story?
I've got a question. I've only just discovered the stream in the community, so I'm not too familiar with them by name as of yet, but something I did see just in the information that's shared in the Twitch chat from time to time is I was really surprised by how much otters weigh, and I wanted to ask, I don't know how often you have to physically handle them, are they difficult to handle at those weights?
Handle like well, we never like pick them up, if that's the question, because that would be a great way to like lose your nose. But we do for like weights and things like that, we ask them to go onto a scale. So for most of any of their behaviors, things that are, you know, that we want to like say a husbandry checkup, which is basically just an animal healthcare checkup or things like that, we actually ask the animal to do for us, whether it's just to show us their flippers, show us their paws, show us what's in their pockets. That's a good one. Open their mouths, hop on the scale, even do voluntary vaccines. And injections and things like that. Those are things that we ask the animal to do rather than, you know, have to physically handle them in any way. Because, yeah, they are a dangerous animal. They are a very cute animal, dangerously cute, but they can absolutely be dangerous as well. So yeah, we don't really like after they reach a certain age, there's no more like picking up and toting around like we do with some of the babies. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much exactly answers it. So they follow orders pretty well. They're pretty well trained. They do what they need to when you need them to.
If they feel like it. So we operate fully on positive reinforcement, which means that there's absolutely no punishment for anything that happens, and the animals know that. They know that they will have other opportunities. They know that if they don't feel like doing something, they absolutely do not have to. Which is part of the beauty of the training, but it can be, you know, a little frustrating at times. But yeah, the animals have the choice. They always get to choose whether or not they would like to do something or not. And if they do, there's a reward for it. And if they don't, then nothing happens. So in general, we have a lot of success with the behaviors that we've trained them to do and the things that we ask of them. But there are, of course, days when they don't feel like doing what we're asking. And that's just our job to sort of deal with. Yes and no is the answer to your question.
We all have those days.
One last question, Goose, maybe, or is that it?
I think that's pretty much it. I'd just like to say I'm listening from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm loving the whole streaming community, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. We're trying our very best to keep people entertained, which, thanks to our subjects, is usually an easy thing to do.
In events chat, there was a memory there, and KP, maybe you can expand on it, where Katmai gave you the drain cover?
Oh yeah, well we talked about it a little while earlier towards the beginning of the stream where she actually handed the drain cover to my friend Indy first thing in the morning, and that was it's definitely a Katmai moment, and it's definitely going to stick with me forever for sure.
There's another question from Perfect Peanut. If someone was to go into the otter pool, how would the otters react? Like, would they try to play with a person or eat the person?
Oh, like if somebody fell in? Well, yeah. I mean, the mods all know that that's happened before. They keep us out of the general public eye when we accidentally fall into the pools, but it has happened. As far as like if somebody were to fall in, the animals are they are not accustomed to this, so it is generally terrifying for them if people fall into the pool, which doesn't happen very often. But sometimes the trainers have had a slip and fallen in, and so in general, the animals are going to completely leave you alone. Now, if you went for like a 2-hour swim and they were able to get used to you, I can't give any sort of guarantees that that they're not going to mess with you. But in general, their first instinct is a flight instead of a fight response.
Might be different if it's a small human.
Well,
that's why we tell
maybe,
people
small humans are loud, you know. So small humans make a lot of noise. Yeah, I don't know. It's I mean, again, you're gonna give me nightmares. Like, these are the types of things that I think about that keep me up at night. So let's not talk about people falling in with the otters.
As we're closing in on the end of this 1-hour event, because we only scheduled an hour for it because it was very spontaneous that we decided, I don't know, around noon that we could do this. Miko, if I get a chance to talk to you, because I know it's crazy early, she was with us until 3 a.m. in the morning, and I know she's only recently woken up. I'm not sure if she's even conscious, but Miko, are you with us?
Hi, everyone.
Hey. Did you wake up? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I just woke up. Sorry.
Miko is one of our moderators. Do you have a favorite Katmai story, Miko?
there are so many to choose, but one of them was, I already typed it in the events chat, but one of them was when she hid a piece of twig the day before, and the next day, during breakfast, she handed it over to a trainer when she was asked to retrieve a toy. And instead of the toy, she gave to the trainer the twig that she hid the day before. And we were laughing so much because we were worried because we always see them playing with twigs, rocks, and anything that is not their official toy. And then the next day, she voluntarily handed it over to a trainer.
That's such a cute story. Kristen, was she just showing off, like, look what I got?
I don't know. Sometimes these things happen. Sometimes you'll ask them for something and they're like, here's a leaf. And you're like, well, I mean, I guess I didn't really specify that it had to be a toy. You know, it's just it's a retrieval. So, so I love when they do things like that or hand you like a piece of the habitat. And you're like, thank you so much. So I really love when they do things like that. I think it shows an amazing amount of intelligence to have generalized this behavior that we taught them about retrieving toys to be like, yeah, what about this stick? And you're like, yeah, that counts too. Thank you for the stick. It's so interesting watching their little minds work. But yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm just thinking now that she's starting to move other otters around the habitat, maybe one day she's just going to retrieve an otter and hand it over to you.
We laugh about it because sometimes you'll ask them for a toy and they go over to their friend and they kind of like touch their head and stuff. And I'm like, please bring me Hardy. I have zero problems. Like I will 100% reinforce you if you bring me another otter, like no problem. So yeah, I'd love to see that.
Well, especially as some otters consider their otter friends in the habitat to be toys, that would totally be consistent. I would reinforce them for that too. Okay, we've hit our 1 hour. I even managed to get Miko in. I'm so happy we were able to do this so quickly and have this spontaneous little chat to celebrate Katmai's birthday. Kristen, you said at the beginning you have so many Katmai stories. Is there one last Katmai story that you want to share?
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't know if I should tell this story, but this wasn't me. I will specify that. But there was... Katmai did actually escape at one point. This was back when Joey was still a little bit younger, spending his nights in the sort of nursery off to the side. And I don't know what had happened because there's about three doors that it takes for an animal to actually have to get out from Pacific Meat Bay all the way out to the other area. But one of my other friends tells this story of she was on Joey at that time and had just laid him in the crib or something. And the volunteer said, hey, is there supposed to be an otter out here? And there was an otter just roaming around the area, just sniffing some things, checking out the Joey shack. And she was like, no, it was Katmai, of course, who was the only one brave enough. You know, I feel like all the other animals, if you really left all the other doors open, they probably would stay for the most part right around in the same area, but not Katmai. Katmai was like, see ya, I'm out of here. So luckily they were able to wrangle her up pretty quickly. But I love that story. Just Katmai just roaming around.
Yeah, I can totally see her selling tickets the next morning at admissions in case they don't discover her escape.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a funny story, and one that I hadn't heard. I didn't know that she actually managed to escape. That's a good one. That's so funny. That's so Katmai. All right. Well, that concludes it. Thank you so much, Kristen, for answering all those questions. Thank you, everybody who joined us for this little chat, and for all of you who were able to ask questions in person or in the text chat. We're actually going to do something like this again. I have to check this in our own events calendar on Sunday, August the 22nd at 1 p.m. We're going to catch up with Kristen. It's going to be an hour of just Kristen and me here, and you, of course, all of you. If you have any questions, it's going to be scary because we're going to open this up to the public. Anyone who ever wanted to ask a marine mammal trainer anything, they're going to have the option to try that. Kristen, once again, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a blast.
Always, always so much fun. Thank you, everybody else. Thank you to all my moderators who participated in this little celebration and who have kept an eye on the chat as all of this was happening. And to all our camera operators who kept Katmai on screen and broadcast the party that was going on earlier today. Thank you so much to everyone listening and watching, to all our subscribers, and to all the people that are joining us in our live chat there on Twitch. Thank you so much, everyone. And yeah, make sure you tune in for the next event with Kristen on August 22nd at 1 p.m. Pacific time. If you click on events at the very, very top of your Discord window, it will convert that into your local time zone as well, if you're anywhere else in the world. The next event happening for the Marine Mammal Rescue Center will actually be tomorrow on Wednesday at 2 p.m. That's going to be live from the Marine Mammal Rescue Center as we walk you through the rescue center and show you all the cool animals that are there currently, most of them baby harbor seals. That's happening on TikTok, so follow us on TikTok if you don't already. And with that, I would like to end this event for today. Thanks once again, everyone, and we're going to see you around.